Okay, since my last podcast, blog, audio boo, I've been asked about what exactly is the taper and why do you love it and a few questions about it. Well, to be honest with you, one person asked me. Basically, the taper is roughly about 2 weeks before your big race. You actually start to reduce the number of miles, reduce the intensity of your training so that you are still training, but you're resting your muscles a lot more. So your muscles are as fit, but at the same time as rested as possible for race day. So it would be the equivalent of trying to make sure you don't run a marathon. An extreme example would be trying to run a marathon the day before you your race. Your muscles will be tired. You'll be tired on the actual race day. But what you do is that 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks before, you normally try and keep up the same kind of speed in your training, but you reduce the actual miles that you do. So your muscles are still used to running at speed and intensity, but you don't tire your muscles out. And I think in many ways this is a lesson for life. I always try to avoid lessons for life from sports, but it is a lesson for life in that on the day of the big interview, in the day of the big exam, cramming right up until the moment of the interview or the exam, or training really hard right up until the moment of the race, is always a mistake. What you want to do is train really hard coming up to it, and then the few days before the big exam, the few days before the big interview, you should have crammed so hard previously, you should have revised so hard previously that you're almost on cruise control, that you are almost taking your foot off the accelerator, so that you are confident enough to glide into the exam with the knowledge at your fingertips. And that's the way it should be for the marathon. You can't train or get your brain any better in the few hours or the few days beforehand. You need to have done all your training before, and then you just confidently glide into the actual test. It's a lesson which I haven't learnt a lot of the time, and I'm hoping now that I am learning it and applying it to my marathon training, is something I can do for the rest of, in other areas of my life. Interviews, exams, presentation on a at work, etc., etc. So that's my lesson that I've learnt from my marathon training recently, which might seem obvious, but sometimes when you are zoning out almost in a meditative state in running, things which are obvious come to you and you can view it in a different way.